everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. At least 4,000 people in Southern California have been ordered out of their homes because of a fast-moving wildfire that is threatening a very popular resort town. A mandatory evacuation order remains in effect this morning for the town of Wrightwood. U.S. Forest Service officials are saying the so-called Sheep Fire has destroyed three homes there, and it is now threatening hundreds more. They say it's about 20% contained. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in San Bernardino County, and investigators are still trying to figure out what caused the fire. In Pakistan, a suicide attacker detonated a 15-pound explosive bomb inside the World Food Program office in Islamabad. Five United Nations employees are dead. Several more were wounded. Pakistani authorities say the bomber was dressed in a paramilitary uniform. U.S. forces in Afghanistan have suffered their worst losses in more than a year. At least eight American troops were killed Saturday when hundreds of militants attacked their outpost in the Nuristan province. The military says the attack was pushed back after a 12-hour battle and that the militants did suffer some heavy casualties. Prosecutors laying out their case today against a 19-year-old man from Jordan, accused in a Dallas bomb plot. A probable cause hearing is being held for Hassam Smadi. Authorities say that he drove a truck he thought had a live bomb in it, parked it in a garage under a 60-story office building, and dialed a cell phone intending to set off the blast. Smadi charged with attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. While the mystery of autism deepens, a government study published in the journal Pediatrics indicates that autism disorders may be more common than previously thought. The new finding, about 1 in 91 children affected. That's compared to the previous U.S. estimate of 1 in 150. Federal officials say that some of the increase may be due to greater awareness and also broader definitions. Those are the headlines. Stay with us here at CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.